Thank you, Mr. Chair, for giving me this opportunity to speak on behalf of the CSO as accredited to the Convention and engaged in its implementation. CSOs highly appreciate the information made available on the progress made by the Intergovernmental Working Group on Drought, and CSOs would like to see this working group increase the intensity of work to generate strong and appropriate decisions by the next COP that will contribute to reducing the vulnerability of ecosystems and communities to drought through enhanced land and water resource management. CSOs see this as an opportunity to prioritize water on public policy agendas and to ensure that water resources are recognized as an important social and economic public good. In drylands, desertification contributes to the reduction of the availability and quality of surface water for multiple uses. Drought events exacerbate the negative effects of desertification. However, local know-how and practices such as agroecology allow more efficient use of water resources for agricultural purposes in ways that can benefit most of the population. In its deliberations, the CSOs therefore urge the working group to consider the local knowledge, practices, and know-how of local communities, especially the knowledge of women pastoralists and the oasis dwellers about water conservation and sustainable use. CSOs call on the Intergovernmental Working Group to include its stakeholders in the consultations that it plans to undertake in the coming months. Knowledge about the availability of water resources and their sustainable abstraction is sometimes very restricted due to insufficient data or lack of access to such data. In this light, CSOs accredited to the Convention urge the Working Group to consider the need to improve knowledge of water resources and the articulation between the multiple users in order to establish good governance and shared management of the resource in its work and in future recommendations. Currently, we are witnessing societal fragility, dislocation, and migration on an unprecedented scale. We urge the IWG to consider how conflict-sensitive programming that is locally appropriate and addresses how climate change and other environmental drivers of conflict can be mitigated so as to deliver the necessary benefits to people in fragile and conflict-affected states. Thank you very much.
I thank the